deep in the jungle, surrounded by Mayan pyramids, a secret community of artists dwells. From every century, some are chosen. And once entering the magical valley, they can never return. Welcome to Kelmar. Episode 1, The Beasts.
Two years? I could hardly believe it. Who would have thought Harold's mad idea of sneaking inside some ancient ruins could change my life so drastically? Of course, if we'd been caught and tossed into a Mexican prison cell, that would have changed it too. So many things have happened since then. I'd stopped a serial killer, saved the valley from certain starvation, re-established a council instead of a dictator as ruler. Oh yes, and I'd gotten them to allow cartooning as one of the fine arts. That bit I was particularly proud of.
Who asked for rain?
I don't know. It's been pouring for days now.
I petitioned my husband to stop it, but he said, "No, I'm only one of the council now, and they all ignore me."
I'll have to persuade them otherwise. Do you have any idea how uncomfortable wet socks are?
Wear sandals.
At least it's a warm drenching.
That's not what I came to talk about, though.
No change, then?
None. My brother simply sits staring at the wall. I can barely get him to eat.
Why not?
That is what I do not understand. I can't think what brought this on. He keeps muttering about the legend was true.
The legend of the beasts?
Well, how many others are there?
I don't know. Between all the cultures of the world, maybe 40 billion.
He is terrified, Olivia.
We already established the beasts were a myth, created for entertainment.
Did we? I mean, just because there was a copycat doesn't mean the original wasn't true.
Do you think the council wouldn't tell us that mutilating monsters were about to attack us and rip us to shreds?
My husband would, but what of the others, the ancient ones?
Levon would tell me. I know he would. Relax, Katya. I'm certain it is unrelated. Let's go see about getting that rain to stop, and maybe your brother Anton will cheer up after Sona called.
Umbrella!
Umbrella!
Are you certain this is the shortcut?
Not really. I'm always getting turned around in this place, and stone pillars look the same in the mists.
I think we are near the music complex. What do you think that man's doing?
We're the only ones mad enough to be out in this weather.
He's leaning over the stone wall and not moving.
Sketching, perhaps? Pardon me, are you quite all right? Katya? Go to Harold. Right now.
What is it that causes your art to cease? What terror thus disturbs your peace?
Go away!
Paint for us this scene of red. Bring out your brushes and paints of lead.
An artist has just been murdered and you're telling me to draw something?
We are the muses.
It is what we do.
Can't you make yourselves actually useful for once and go spread the alarm?
We exist only to inspire true art. We are not a mule with a cart. But bring out the passion in your heart.
That man is hunched over in a pool of his own blood. His eyes have been ripped out of his skull. This is not a joke or inspiration. That is someone's friend, a real person.
Suit yourself.
Sometimes I just want to... Is anyone out there? Okay. Right about now I'm wishing we were allowed weapons in Kelmar.
To be continued. Featuring the voice talent of Laura Frechette as Olivia, April Sadowski as Katya, Kim Giannopoulos as the Three Muses, and Stevie K. Farnaby as the Beasts. Written and post-produced by Alexa Chipman, based upon her novels, and released in 2009 from kelmah.net. That's kelmah.net. Featuring the music of Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com. Characters and concepts copyright. This audio, however, is released under Creative Commons, no derivatives, 2009.